Do they charge anything, you know?
Sure, they charge.
What about this expression? Say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say the boy?
Just like his dad.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What would you say if the boy inherited his father's bad habits?
I said that he took up his dad's habits.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or he just like his dad.
Right. What about if you're talking to a child who's misbehaving? You might say, well, if you do that one more time, you're going to get a good...
Whipping.
Anything else you might say? A good...
Spanking or a beating?
Yeah. Is a spanking as bad as a whipping?
No, it's not as bad as a whipping. Because you just spank a little bit and through. But when you whip, you're going to get a switch and put it on right.
I see. So you just spank them with your hand?
With your hand. Remind them that I will get you next.
Right. Okay. Say if a boy is 2 inches taller this year than he was last year, you might say, well, he sure has
grown.
And you might say you could almost see him
growing in his face.
Right. If it was 2 inches, you would say that he 2 inches in just a year he.
2 inches a year taller than he was last year.
Yes, ma'am. Or you might say, you would say that so-and-so a lot in 1 year.
Oh, you've grown a lot in 1 year.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Have you ever heard people use a word for a child that's born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard anything like outside child or?
Oh, illegitimate outside child.
All mean the same thing.
All mean the same thing.
I see. We're talking about family and all. If my brother has a son, that son would be mine.
Nephew.
Yes, ma'am. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me? That would be?
The auntie.
Yes, ma'am. And talking about a child who's lost both of his parents, you call him?
Orphan.
Yes, ma'am?
An orphan child.
Right. What about the man who's appointed, or the person who's appointed to look after the orphan? That's his legal.
Look after the child.
Yes, ma'am.
A guardian.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Say if your house is full of people like your uncles and your cousins and nieces and nephews and people like that, say the house is full of you.
Ten folks.
Right. Okay. If somebody's telling you about a person who looks a lot like you, maybe even has the same last name, you might say, well, that may be true, but actually I'm no
relation to
right.
Your kid, your one you
okay. What would people call a person who comes into town? Nobody's ever seen him before. They say he's a
stranger.
Right. And what about somebody from another country? You call him a...
Who do you call him? Alien.
Okay.
Alien, what do you
mean? Sure. Alien. Would you ever say foreigner?
I'm going to say foreigner.
Right. Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody refer to a person as a foreigner even though he's not from another country?
No, not in particular.
Okay. I want to ask you about a few names, first names for people. Say a woman's name that begins with the letter M, like the mother of Jesus in the Bible, that's?
Mary.
Okay. And we were talking about George Washington a minute ago. Do you remember what his wife was named?
Martha.
Okay. What about a woman's name that begins with an N?
You mean a Bible character?
Not necessarily.
The army and the Bible
sure
began with a name.
All right.